Hey, good afternoon, everyone. So today, I'm here to talk about the women empowerment that has been a very important topic all around and over the globe. So we have to take this topic as an important one. It's very significant because we women are, talking about equality. We are talking about liberty, voting rights, reservation, and we are talking about the emancipation since the inception of society at large. But today, the time has come. Now we have to decide. What is called is really empowerment, or are we really empowered? What exactly is empowerment means for you and you as an audience individually? What you think about giving empowerment to somebody? Empowering somebody, that means strengthening somebody, and what is it actually? So If we talk about the definition of empowerment, so I would not like to mention the theorists and the philosophers and the thinkers, those who have thought about, like those who have given their final conclusion about what is called as empowerment. Is something not the topic today, because I'm not going to cite anybody's definition as such, but what I feel as that I would like to relate, and I think you can definitely relate this to your life as well. So in a very recent podcast, what I have heard and listened, that one speaker was talking about what is empowerment, as she was telling about the Indian society and underprivileged society, unfortunate society, where women are prevented from going to clubs, pubs, talking to the folks around, and so many other things. So it was her perspective who was talking about these kind of barriers that the society has been making and imposing on the on the specific segment of the society itself, and that is women. Okay, so this is not my concern, and I am really not agreeing with this, because empowering means giving women women the capacity to make her own decision. Make her own decision, not in terms of doing whatever she wants to do. Okay, so there would be definitely minimum or maximum kind of liberty she would be enjoying, and she'll be restricting herself definitely. But what is important here, when you are strengthening a woman, that means a woman by birth, as I'm also a woman, though I have also certain limitations physically. Even though there are people who are winning medals in Olympic, there are examples definitely. But normally in a day-to-day life, women has to undergo certain process of the biological changes of the body in different phase of her life. Before marriage, that is puberty time, after marriage, giving birth to children, and then menopause at the age of 45 or up till 55. This is what are the different stages of a human body, specifically in women. What is important during her different changes, bodily changes, that is why she is assume that she has lesser bodily strength than a man who is her counterpart. Is it not like that? You would definitely agree with this. This is a very natural thing and everyone has to agree. Now coming to the part that while we girls are being taught from the school when we were children, our parents were, you know, teaching us, our teachers were teaching us the same thing. We are also giving exams to pass or qualify certain exams, or to, you know, qualify and to get promoted to the next level of the classes or the standard. We have to do the same thing that a man has to do, or a boy or a classmate who is a male buddy has to do the same thing. But the, you know, body wise, we are having, we are masked. We are supposed to undergo certain different kind of situations whereby we are naturally prevented and we get our strength, you know, minimized in some way. Is it not like that? Now, this is a whole process which has to be undergone till the age of 55. We used to lose so much of blood in our lifetime. So this is what the biological thing I'm talking about. But while I was supposed to talk about a woman empowerment, is that when a woman is naturally, biologically lesser in terms of physical capacity, then why we are not supposed to give her extra strength? She cannot go to the paddy field. She cannot go for driving a truck. She cannot go for some masonry work. She cannot go for some other works that a normal man used to do. What we, you know, say as ways, you know, whoever are laborers who are, you know, going to the construction sites, they are doing work for 8 to 10 hours. Okay, we don't expect the female to go there in a normal situation. We have seen extraordinary situations also. We have seen exceptions. But yes, normally what we normal people, we educated people, we don't want. Okay, so now when there's the situations, two different kind of situations we have seen for man and women. We can accept, we have to, we can read, we can analyze certain things that women are less privileged in terms of bodily comfort, right? And at the same time, she is imposed, she is always imposed more duties and responsibilities at home. Is it not like that? Have you not seen your mother really working in the waking up in the morning and, you know, sleeping at late night? Whether your mother, you know, maybe she is a working woman, but even then she has to cook food for the whole family. Is she not more responsible than your father? Have you not seen her? If your at all your mother is a working woman, she must be getting panic at times, right? So we have seen two different situations where two different human beings, you know, they are specifically different gender, like male, female. We have seen that disparities which has been naturally imposed to us. So women has to accept, we at large have to accept that women, we are physically not enough stronger naturally. So we need to be strengthened. Now when this empowering thing comes, when we are talking about empowering women empowerment, so by default women needs to be given extra care. Why we need to be given extra care? Why she needs to be given extra care? Extra care in what sense? So empowering a woman is somewhat like that. Strengthening a woman in different categories. Financially, emotionally, physically, socially. Okay? And in another ways, whatever we think like. So, financially, why it is more needed? Asset-wise, woman is something traditionally, we are seeing, we are watching this. If it is not a matriarchal society, what we have seen that woman is always going to her husband's house after marriage, right? And the environment where she gets into is completely a new environment, where she, if she is a working woman, see the situation she is getting involved. She is going to be a mother very soon, who is expected to be a mother, who is a newly married woman, who has the responsibility of her entire family, who has to cook food for 8 to 9 members of the family, or maybe lesser than that, or maybe higher than that. And then she has to take care of her body and her husband emotionally, mentally, and then she has to go for her work. How much a woman is pressurized naturally? Tell me. So, strengthening a woman is not something to be ironically, you know, strengthening a woman is something not just giving them the liberty to, you know, smoke, liberty to do drinks, liberty to go around with people, do dress, whatever she wants to do. You know, strengthening a woman is something what is giving her extra care, giving her, understanding her, okay, giving her the space, understanding her situations, giving her moral support. And so far as the finance, wealth and assets are concerned, security of her life is concerned, she has to be given certain amount of privileges by enacting some laws which should secure her future, which should secure her parental property, which should secure her own status at her husband's house, that she is something not just like a, you know, item to be sold, to be, you know, to be taken away from one place to another, to be shifted to from one place to another. She should not be treated like that. So for, in my view, we have to see women empowerment not in terms of the liberty that some segment of the women or the girls are seeking to get the liberty to roam around, to have alcohol, to drink and to smoke and to, you know, do whatever they want to. But for some of women who really needs empowerment because they deserve it as a human being, as a human right. This is what I believe you have understood. I would definitely, if you really like this podcast, I would definitely be adding more. Thank you so much for listening with so much patience. Thank you.